At the stroke of midnight last night, the whole world celebrated the passing of the year 2016 and the start of the year 2017. 2016 years have passed, but 2016 years since what? Or 2016 years of what? It's amazing to watch TV or the internet and see all the people around the world celebrating, but most of them not really knowing really what it is they're celebrating. I mean, does it really make that big a difference that one arbitrary day passes to the next? I mean, there are 365 of those throughout the year. What's so special about this day? What's so special about a new year beginning? Because the celebration only has a meaning when we remember that it's a celebration of the beginning of the 2017 Anno Domini, the 2017 year of the Lord, Jesus Christ, being present in the world. But the world doesn't even begin to understand this, that it's a celebration of 2017 years since the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. 2017 years since God united Himself completely to man, and in doing so changing mankind and all history forever. But as various media experts ask their intense questions about various military, political, economic, and science experts, asking them about what the next year holds for mankind, I would bet that none of you heard even one mention of the babe born in Bethlehem, whose birth marks the very starting point for counting the year and all time, going backwards and going forwards. And no one even seems to think to ask Jesus or his church what the future should hold or will hold. Instead, we hear talk about prosperity and jobs and unemployment and health care and energy and, of course, war and peace. What kind of prosperity and peace can we expect in the year 2017 if that prosperity and peace is based on essentially the same merely human wisdom, human ideologies, and human power that caused really so many problems last year and the years before? If all that same human wisdom and ideology still dominates society. Now, surely we can look at the incoming presidential administration and we see lots of big changes. True. But how fundamental will those changes be? How will there be true and lasting peace or justice or prosperity and health when we can't even agree on the dignity of individual human life or the importance of the basic unit of human social life, the family? When babies are killed in their mother's wombs, and children abandon their parents when they become too much of a burden. When medical science sees life as a business to be profited from, not a gift to be treasured and protected. When human beings make every choice based first on their own individual pleasure or selfish fulfillment. And when fanatical followers of a religion founded 1,400 years ago by a man who spread his faith at the point of a sword, when those followers, fanatic followers today, try to imitate his bloody ways in spreading that faith today. I'll tell you what the year 2017 will hold. A lot more of the same. I don't mean to be negative or discouraging, but there will be a continued degradation of the value placed on human life and the human family, and a continued emphasis on selfishness and self-satisfaction. And every human life will suffer as a consequence. unless, in the new year 2017, we begin to recenter our lives on the fact that the Word did become flesh and dwells among us even today. Unless the world begins to recognize that this year and every year is truly meant to be Anno Domini, a year of the Lord Jesus Christ. If this happens, if the world turns, person by person, turns to Christ, beginning with you and me, this can and will be the most glorious, joyful, prosperous year that we've ever seen. Because as the angel Gabriel told the Virgin Mary on the day the Word became flesh, with God, nothing will be impossible. 2017 years ago, God became man. And ever since then, the world has been trying to deny that fact. Modern atheists and skeptics have made an art out of it today. But the denial goes back all the centuries. We see a spectacular example of it in the 7th century, when the false prophet Muhammad took the teachings of Jesus, and then took out the divinity of Jesus and anything else that he found to be difficult to believe, and used that as the basis for his false and flawed religion. But even before that, Muhammad found inspiration in an earlier false prophet, because Muhammad took his understanding of Christianity from the condemned teachings of a heretical Catholic priest named Nestorius, who had died about 200 years earlier. You see, Nestorius, who was actually the Archbishop of Constantinople, had taught that God the Son wasn't really born of the Virgin Mary. It was only a human being, a human person, Jesus, who was born of Mary, and then later on, God the Son somehow entered his body and sort of took over. But in doing that, Nestorius rejected the central mystery of our faith, that God really became one of us to save us, that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. So in the year 431 AD, Anno Domini, all the bishops of the church came together at Ephesus and to condemn Nestorianism and to proclaim that Jesus, the baby conceived and born of the Virgin Mary, was always fully man and fully the eternal God. This is the origin of the feast we celebrate today. In defining as a dogma the divinity of Jesus, the council also, with great love and tender affection, also proclaimed the dogma that Mary, the mother, since she was the mother of Jesus, who was both God and man, that Mary is therefore the mother of God. Now some might say, well, Father, you know, big deal. We're celebrating the new year today. But the thing is, for us, this dogma is absolutely essential to understand the meaning and our prospects for the coming year. At the center of our faith is the fact that at a specific point in time, God entered into human history and became a man. But also, right next to that central event, is the reality that this came about only with the cooperation and acceptance of God becoming man. The free choice to cooperate made by the Blessed Virgin Mary. And so Mary, a young girl in the small town of Nazareth, who you would think would make no difference in the big scheme of things, stands up for all humanity as the angel Gabriel, sent from God, asks her. In effect, he says to her, will you accept your Savior? Will you accept him not as a promise or as words written in a book or as a vague presence in the temple, but as a real person in the flesh coming to live and love with you? He asks Mary, in effect, will you love him as your very own and let him shape every moment of your life forevermore? And that most holy young girl, full of grace and full of faith, hope, and love for her God, replied without hesitation, "Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word." Mary said yes. And this yes of Mary, the mother of God, is a yes made for all of us, so that by her acceptance of the Savior, he would come to us too. And she would become his mother, and she would become our mother. This is the yes of Mary and all her sons and daughters in faith who try to follow Jesus with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength. This is a yes which all mankind must make as its own. Whether they lived in the year 1 AD or 33 AD or the year 2017 AD. Today we celebrate the fact that 2017 years ago, the fruit of Mary's yes entered the world. But as St. John tells us, as we read last Sunday on Christmas Day, St. John wrote, "He was in the world, yet the world knew him not. He came to his own, and his own received him not." For all these years, the Lord has been with us. But we have not received him. We have not accepted him. Even those who have accepted him, his own, have so often done so haltingly or only partially. Sometimes we say yes to him, and sometimes we say no to him. And sometimes, even when we say yes, we really mean no. Today, it is right and holy and even necessary for us to celebrate the solemnity of Mary, the Mother of God, because the key to true peace and true prosperity in the new year is very simple. There must be a kind of incarnation of Mary's unequivocal and wholehearted yes to Jesus in our hearts. Turning to the Blessed Virgin as the Mother of God and our Mother, we look to her for help, for intercession, and for instruction, to mediate to us the grace of her Son, and to teach us how to say yes to him, and to let that yes sort of take on flesh or come to life in everything we do with our bodies, feel with our hearts, and think with our minds. What will the year 2017 hold for humanity? On its own, mankind will surely continue to stumble forward with hatred, violence, sickness, poverty, selfishness, and despair. But if we accept Jesus Christ, truly allow him into our lives and allow him to form the way we make decisions, the way we live, if we put him at the center of the universe and the explanation of what it means to be a human being, then the year 2017 will truly become the greatest year ever, the beginning of heaven on earth. May Mary, the Mother of God, protect her children on earth and help us to accept her Son, Jesus Christ, the wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, so that by the will of the Father and the grace of the Son and the power of the Holy Spirit, this year of 2017 and every year ahead of us will truly be Anno Domini, the year of the Lord. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Holy Mary, Mother of God. Amen.